The southeastern city of Rzeszów, Poland, is as close as the U.S. President Joe Biden has come so far to Russia's war on Ukraine.
Take off and head out into Russia.
It's his first chance to speak with U.S. troops now stationed there.
Ukrainian people have a lot of backbone. They have a lot of guts, and I'm sure you're observing it. What's your name?
The city is less than 100 kilometers from Ukraine's border, and it's where roughly 10,000 U.S. troops are positioned, ready to take on Russia should it expand its invasion into the NATO country. It's a conflict, Biden told soldiers, he believes could have long-term ramifications.
Our democracy is going to prevail and the values we share, or autocracy is going to prevail. And that's really what's at stake.
More than 3 million people have been displaced from Ukraine since Russia's invasion. Because of Ukraine's more than 500-kilometer shared land border with Poland, more than 2 million people have fled to the neighboring country.
We'd like to ask America and their leaders to please support Ukraine so Ukraine is not attacked by the Russians.
Americans should stop rockets flying in our airspace. This is the most important thing, because all of those rockets are terrible, like a nightmare.
Biden has vowed to help manage the migrant crisis emerging along Poland's border with Ukraine, but he won't commit to implementing a no-fly zone. On Friday, as Biden met with Poland's president, he once again accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of war crimes for targeting civilians in Ukraine.
I quite frankly think he's a war criminal.
But Biden isn't just promising humanitarian assistance. Before departing Brussels on Friday, the United States and European Union announced a new agreement to provide the EU with extra gas, equivalent to about 10% of what it currently gets from Russia by the end of the year. Biden hopes to choke out Russia's energy revenue and, in turn, military funding. But on Saturday, President Biden sits down with President Duda in the royal castle behind me for a more lengthy discussion on the conflict. It's Biden's final opportunity to reassure a nervous ally in person of the U.S. and NATO commitment to defend Poland should Russia make Poland its next target. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, Warsaw.